Hello?
Yes, hello. Edward?
Yes.
How you doing, sir? My name is Walter, and I'm calling from National Opinion Service. Will you be so kind and answer a few questions for us? You will do the nation a great favor. We're doing a short survey regarding the issues facing in your community and the nation. I'm not going to take too much of your time, okay?
Sure.
Okay, sure. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50 chance, or will you probably not vote?
I'm definitely voting.
Okay, great. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Do you mind if I ask you for your age? You don't have to answer.
I'm 33.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 for the most important, 5 for somewhat important, 0 for is not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Very important, but...
10?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
Middle-ish, 5.
Okay. Fighting inflation and improving the economy?
8.
Addressing immigration and border issues?
About 5.
Okay. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
I think it's pretty good for the Latino community right now. So,
staying about the same or getting better?
Probably about the same or getting better. I would say maybe are getting better.
Okay, great. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or also about the same as in the white communities?
You said health?
Yes, health outcomes.
Yeah, hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from National Opinion
Service. I would say about the same.
Okay. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to 2. Opioids and fentanyl, alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, cigarettes, marijuana, other cannabis products, vaping, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, other or don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. I want to ask you an opinion, your opinion, about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving on those who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? I strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
I would say neither agree or disagree, only because I think it's I'm not educated enough in that topic to have an opinion.
Okay, no problem. Okay, now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with the several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are a very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all. That doesn't mean that you use it, just if you are familiar with the product. Heat not burn tobacco products.
Not familiar.
Electronic cigarettes and vapes.
Familiar.
oral nicotine pouches.
Familiar.
Somewhat familiar or very familiar?
I recognize them. I'm not too aware of anything else besides I've heard of them.
I got you. Okay, I'd like to give you an additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. Now, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? More education and anti-tobacco advertising? Cost of smoke has gone up? More government restrictions and bans? Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market?
I would say my opinion would be it has to be a combination of the cost being so high because of taxes and potentially a stigma, like social stigma. So like social pressures of like smoking, like people being disgusted by the way it smells, stuff like that. I think that when it comes to health reasons, I think if somebody smokes that, they're not really concerned with the health of or the consequences of it.
Okay. Now, I'd like to read you two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. The first one is, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products, like nicotine patches and prescription medications. The other one is, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medication, we should also ensure those who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. Which one do you agree more?
The second one.
Okay. All right. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? Much more harmful, somewhat more harmful, somewhat less harmful, much less harmful, no difference?
It's probably less harmful.
Okay. Somewhat less harmful or much less harmful?
Somewhat. It's still an addictive substance, in my opinion, but it's better than breathing smoke. Water vapor is better than breathing smoke.
Okay. We already have 70%, okay? So we only got a few more questions. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you don't care or you don't agree at all. The first one is, our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking, and our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. From 0 to 10?
That's a fair
statement. I'm sorry? Okay. Now, opioids are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times as many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook. that's already being used in our country to combat opioid use in Europe and Japan to combat cigarettes use by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. From 0 to 10?
I err more on the side of less government intervention. I support private efforts, but I don't like government getting involved in stuff, so I would say that's a 5.
Okay, no problem. Now, this is the last one here. Quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful, but there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute in significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. From 0 to 10?
Okay. Quite a bit already.
No problem. All right. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that the advancing tobacco harm reductions, the public health strategy focus on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
I don't recall that I originally said. Do you have that?
So, don't know?
I just feel like I do have opinions when it comes to the subject, but I'm not fully educated because I don't partake in those activities in any way.
All right.
So,
no problem.
Yeah.
I got you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Yes or no answer. Oral nicotine pouches.
No.
Heat not burning tobacco products. Smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew.
No.
Pipe tobacco.
No.
Cigarettes.
No.
Electronic cigarettes or vapes. Oh, I'm losing you. We almost done. Electronic cigarettes or vapes? Okay. Cigars? No.
No.
All right. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From 1 to 11th grade, high school graduated, some college or vocational, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's? I'm losing you here. You probably move spots, right? So you got college? Okay, got you. Are you married, single, or married with a partner, separated, divorced, widow?
Married.
Okay. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Upper middle.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban, probably.
Okay. We already in 93. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself of as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Republican.
Okay, a strong Republican, not strong Republican.
Strong.
Okay. In the 2020 presidential elections, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And in the 2024 elections for president were held today, and the candidates for Democrats was Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time. You have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Gabby.
No, hi there. I'm calling from National Cleaning Service. I'm back from a service. Hello? 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 Hello?